KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of Western Iowa News on KJAN. Two men from Council Bluffs were arrested Wednesday on burglary charges. Council Bluffs police report 20-year-old Matthew Figueroa and 39-year-old William Hall each face a charge of burglary in the third degree in connection with an incident at a residence in the 700 block of Lindbergh Drive in Council Bluffs. Officers were dispatched to the scene at around 11:40 a.m. Wednesday for a reported burglary in progress. The caller said that two men had entered the residence and were removing items. Prior to officers' arrival, the caller notified police that the suspects had fled in a silver car. The caller was able to get the license plate from the suspect vehicle. A Pottawatomie County deputy located that vehicle in the area of Veterans Highway and Interstate 29. The suspect vehicle was traveling westward on Veterans Highway and officers were heading in the direction when a second Pottawatomie County deputy was able to block the vehicle. Blocked a vehicle in, that is, at South 24th Street and Veterans Highway. Council Bluffs police arrived and a felony stop was conducted. The two suspects were taken into custody. And the Council Bluffs Police Department says it would like to thank the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department for their assistance and the public for calling in the information that led to the arrest of Figueroa and Hall. A former University of Nebraska football player is scheduled to go on trial next week on charges that he cashed fraudulent checks at casinos in western Iowa. Pottawatomie County court records say 45-year-old Reggie Ball had pleaded not guilty to one count of theft, 15 counts of forgery, and one count of ongoing criminal conduct. He's accused of cashing the checks from April into July at the Ameristar and Horseshoe casinos in Council Bluffs. Ball's trial is set to begin on Tuesday. Ball joined the Husker football team as a receiver in 1993 and played through two national championship seasons. He has served jail time in Nebraska for drug and other crimes since then. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Wednesday released a report on arrests that took place since August the 8th. Most recently, on Tuesday, 32-year-old Jesse Richard Card of Audubon was arrested on an active felony parole warrant out of Wisconsin. Card was transported to the Audubon County Jail and is awaiting extradition to Wisconsin. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office assisted in making that arrest. On September 4th, 30-year-old Jessica Lynn Pedron of Audubon turned herself in on an Audubon County Police Department warrant for theft in the fourth degree and theft in the fifth degree. Pedron was later released on a promise to appear in court and was awaiting trial. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports the arrest on separate charges of two women from Creston. Authorities say 59-year-old Kathy Beamer was arrested on a felony charge of forgery and theft in the third degree. Beamer was being held in the Taylor County Jail on $5,000 bond. And 41-year-old Crystal Huddleston was arrested on an active Taylor County warrant for violating the terms of her probation. Huddleston was being held in the Taylor County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy dispatched to a disturbance northwest of Oakland Tuesday evening arrested an Oakland man. Authorities said Wednesday that 44-year-old Nathaniel Niles Sorensen was arrested on two felony counts of child endangerment. One with bodily injury and two counts of domestic assault, also with injury. Alcohol was listed as a factor in the altercation. According to the report, the incident involved Sorensen's 15-year-old son, 12-year-old daughter, and 39-year-old common-law spouse. The 15-year-old suffered apparent minor injuries during the incident. Sorensen was being held in the Pott County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The sheriff's office said also Wednesday that 42-year-old Alan Laverne Walter of Grant had been arrested Tuesday evening following a traffic stop. Walter was taken into custody for driving while revoked. A man who pled guilty to arson for his role in burning the Cedar Bridge in Madison County has died. KCCI reports that 19-year-old Joel Nathan Davis of Norwalk died after suffering a gunshot wound. The Madison County Sheriff's Office said Davis was found last Thursday in a vehicle off of Cumming Road. They say it's unclear what happened to Davis. An obituary by O'Leary Funeral Services in Norwalk says Davis died Tuesday night at Unity Point, Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Earlier this year, Davis pled guilty to second-degree arson for his role in burning the Cedar Bridge in April of 2017. A prosecutor has asked a judge for a psychological examination of a man accused of setting a fatal fire in Sioux City. Woodbury County court records show the prosecutor filed a motion Tuesday regarding 51-year-old Robert Mahoney. Mahoney's pleaded not guilty to charges of arson and involuntary manslaughter in the February 4th fire that killed 51-year-old Wanda Blake. His attorney has filed notice that she may use a defense of diminished capacity. The prosecutor's motion said Mahoney has been examined by a mental health expert on behalf of the defense and says that state law therefore entitles the prosecution to have Mahoney examined by a state expert. The records didn't say when the judge might rule on the motion. Mahoney's trial is scheduled to begin Tuesday in Sioux City. Authorities say a man from northern Iowa died in an accident involving a tractor in eastern Nebraska. The accident occurred Tuesday evening about 3 miles southeast of Murray, Nebraska. The Cass County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said the man became pinned between a tractor tire and the machine while he was trying to attach to the tractor. The Sheriff's Office said the man was already dead when deputies and medics arrived. He was identified as 61-year-old Richard Cruz, who lived in McIntyre, Iowa. Federal prosecutors say a former church treasurer in northwest Iowa has pleaded guilty to defrauding the church of nearly $500,000 over a period of 13 years. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa said 65-year-old Andrew Matheson pleaded guilty Wednesday in Sioux City's federal court to one count of wire fraud. As part of the plea, Matheson admitted that from 2003 to 2017, he stole at least $479,298 from the Bethel Lutheran Church in Grattinger. Prosecutors say he wrote checks to himself, paid his credit card balances from church funds, and established a fake company to which he wrote checks from the church's account. To avoid detection, he created false financial reports that he presented to church leaders. Matheson faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced at a later date. Well, food insecurity is a daily struggle for thousands of Iowans, including children, families, and senior citizens. Donations of canned goods often drop off during September, which is Hunger Action Month. Angie Grody, a spokeswoman for the Food Bank of the Heartland, is urging Iowans to promote hunger awareness by getting involved.
You can come volunteer as a group or an individual. You can organize a food drive with your neighborhood or your office. You can make a financial donation. $10 will provide enough food for 30 meals.
The Omaha-based Food Bank is part of the Feeding America Network and helps to stock shelves across Iowa and Nebraska.
We source food from different partners, and we have a network of partners in the community, organizations like pantries, emergency shelters, schools, and then we distribute food to these organizations.
She notes that hunger isn't just a metropolitan area problem.
In rural communities, they may not have as many pantries or as many resources, so their struggles are a little bit different than urban or suburban communities.
It's estimated 209,000 people served by the Food Bank for the Heartland are food insecure, and 80,000 of them are children. The agency distributes food to 535 nonprofit groups, including schools, homeless shelters, and food pantries in 93 counties across Nebraska and Iowa. A new report says the Iowa farmland average values have dropped 1.7% in the past 6 months. The report from the Iowa chapter of the Realtors Land Institute said the decline over the past 6 months left values at a little over $6,800 an acre. But the report issued Tuesday said the values also climbed 1.2% higher over the past 12 months. Values went up in the past 6 months only in northeast Iowa, rising 0.7%. The report blamed the state decline in part on tariffs that affected crop prices and on rising interest rates. And a delegation of Iowa farmers is in Washington, D.C. for the National Farmers Union fly-in underway through tomorrow. Iowa Farmers Union President Aaron Lehman says getting a new farm bill through Congress is their first major goal.
We want to see a farm bill taken care of here in the dwindling days of the session. We need a strong safety net in place. We need some certainty for our farmers, and negotiations are ongoing, but we need to see that work pushed through to a good conclusion.
Lehman says trade disputes on multiple fronts are costing agricultural producers billions.
Our folks are extremely concerned about the trade situation, and they want to talk to both administration officials and to members of Congress, let them know how dire the situation is and how we need a long-term solution that's going to bring some real results to the marketplace.
And he says they'll also be talking to elected leaders about issues like market concentration in the agribusiness industry.
And we're also going to be talking with folks about our concerns. We have a lot of farmers in Iowa impacted by pesticide drift, and we want to make sure that that's going to be handled in the right way as well.
Lehman says the best lobbyists for rural America are farmers themselves, and that's why this fly-in is so important. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.